It's the shame. It's really the shame. Somehow something you didn't ask for feels like it's your fault. It just makes you feel so, like, terrible. Hello and welcome back to the show. Today is different. Today is very, very different because I'm going to be talking about something that I have tried very hard to not talk about. And the reason I say this is because I got the idea. And by the idea, because I would have never thought about doing this myself, what I mean is, I believe that God told me to make this episode a long time ago. And when it first crossed my mind, I was like, absolutely not. I avoided it. I did my best to try to forget that I even had the idea to make this episode. That's how much I did not want to make it. And you might be thinking, okay, you know, it's my podcast. I can talk about whatever I want to, and I don't have to talk about this. But honestly, this whole idea of making the podcast, I believe that this is what I'm supposed to be doing. This is what God has asked me to do. Believe it or not, every episode that I have made, I believe it has been episodes that he has wanted me to make because of many reasons. But I truly believe that I'm supposed to make this, but I don't want to make this. I first got the idea to make this episode months ago. I did my best to forget it. And then ever since then, every time I've prayed to God for something, I haven't really heard from him, in a sense. Meaning, like, it's kind of like when you ask for direction and he tells you to move and you're supposed to move, and then you don't move, and then you keep asking, what am I supposed to do? And then every time you ask, one thing comes to your mind, which is the thing that he last told you that you refuse to do. And that's literally where I've been for the past few months. And then I finally decided to say it, to do it, but then I still procrastinated. And then I was like, okay, you know what? I'll just do audio only so I don't have to make a video and I don't have to promote it. Long story short, here we are. And I really had to paint this picture because I really did not want to make this episode. But I saw a TikTok the other day that said something like, sometimes when God calls you to do something or say something, she specifically said say something. She said, when God calls you to say something, it's because you are supposed to set somebody free with your words and your experience, and you not doing that is, it's like preventing that person from getting the breakthrough that they're getting. And the reason why this spoke to me was because there are so many people I follow on social media that I believe do that for me. And I don't know where I would be if I didn't, like, listen to them and whatnot. And for her to say that and for this episode to come into my mind, like, it's like I know. I've known for a while now, but I just didn't want to do it. This episode, let me just give a trigger warning. This episode is about sexual assault, sexual abuse, all of that stuff. Now, I will not be talking about what actually happened because I've more or less made, like, peace with what happened, in the sense that I can't change anything that's happened. I can only move forward. So that's what I'm choosing to do. But what I will be talking about is something that has really helped freed me in my whole process of dealing with it. So I really did not want to make this episode. And I didn't want to make it because it's something that I could not even say out loud to myself for the longest time. And I have seen so many women talk about their experiences with like any type of sexual assault and abuse and stuff like that. And I always sat back and just looked at it like, you are the bravest person in the world to say that, because I wasn't at a point where I could say it. So I always just silently like applauded people and felt inspired by them. But I was like, I am just never going to say anything like on my podcast or like talk about it publicly. And honestly, I always wondered why they would say anything, because if you look at how women are treated when they come forward and they accuse somebody, it's like having to deal with that and then also stand trial and be called a liar and like all types of stuff. Like, I don't even need to go in depth. Y'all have seen. So I've always wondered why anybody would say anything. But I finally got an answer to that question a few years ago when I finally said it out loud for the first time. And I remember when I said it, I literally like fell. Like I fell down physically to my knees, crying in front of the person that I told, that I admitted it to. And the crazy thing is, I didn't think that it was bothering me that much. I didn't realize that I would have such a reaction. After I said it, I literally felt like a huge weight lifted off of my shoulders. I didn't even realize I was carrying said weight, but after I said it, it's like I felt free. Like I was no longer like harboring the shame and the guilt. And the shame in itself is it's a burden nobody should have to bear. But when I finally said it, I felt like I was actually free, because I wasn't holding on to that burden by myself anymore. And then I said it again for the second time a few years after that to somebody, and they told me that they had a similar experience. And it's crazy, because the more you talk to women about stuff like that, you realize that there are more people who have experienced it than you realize. And some people just don't say anything, and some people are just not comfortable saying anything. And I know, because I've been one of those people. Like, I've been on the receiving end of a conversation of somebody telling me about an experience that they've had, and I didn't say anything about my experience because I wasn't ready to say anything. And I feel like that in itself is really something, because a lot of times when people come forward, especially years after, people always ask the question of, you know, why now? Why say something now? And that varies for everybody, but for me personally, I had to come to terms with it myself before I could say anything. And it took a very long time to come to terms with it myself. You know, my experience is my experience and my process is my process, but I'm not here to talk about what happened necessarily or to go into details, because I don't feel like answering questions. I don't feel like standing trial for anything. I'm making this episode because for some reason, God wouldn't get it off my mind. So I will finally be setting myself free after this episode, because it will no longer be something that I'm carrying and that I'm ashamed of. I will finally be free after everybody knows, basically. Everybody who listens, that is. But I'm mainly going to be talking about something that has really helped me in the process of healing from my experience. And hopefully this reaches whoever it's supposed to reach. That was the reason God was pressing me to make this episode. But yeah, what I'm going to be talking about is something that really helped me not necessarily be at peace, but something that really freed me from a lot of resentment that was pent up in my heart because of the whole experience. And it's really regarding dealing with when people praise or think highly of somebody who has hurt you. Because, you know, obviously, if you have to say somebody did something to hurt you, then some people are going to jump to their defense. And some of those people might be people that you know. And you know your experience, you know what happens, so it might feel like a slap in the face if somebody were to defend somebody who caused you that much pain. And when I had this experience, the person didn't necessarily know of my experience with that person when they were defending them for something else, so it wasn't like a direct confrontation. It was more so me being in a position of hearing people speak highly of somebody who has wronged me. I was tempted in that moment to like never speak to that person again because I was like, how could you say nice things about somebody like that? But what I realized is it's all about perspective. This episode is sponsored by yours truly because on this podcast, we talk about becoming the best version of yourself. However, I cannot tell you what that looks like for you. You need to do that for yourself. And if you don't, you will let society and social media tell you what you should be working towards just to get there and then realize it's not what you actually want. So I have created journals to actually help you do this. The reason why I know what the best version of myself look like is because I actually took the time to define things like what my ideal relationships will look like, my friendships, what my version of luxury is like, what my dream lifestyle is like, what my dream career is like, what I think my purpose is, like a bunch of different things. And I have created 3 different journals to help you do the exact same thing. So if you're interested in any one of the journals, then go to secludedthoughts.com/journals. Now let's get into the episode. There will be times when people defend somebody who has hurt you, and y'all might be tempted to argue about who's right and who's wrong because it's like you might be looked at like you're assassinating that person's character and they're defending the character of somebody who has hurt you. But what I've realized is y'all are both right. Like, it's not an argument of right versus wrong. It's an argument of perspective and opinions. And that's going to be unique for everybody and then true for them at the same time because that was their experience. I've realized that people have different sides to them and different people see different sides of the same person. So, unfortunately, you may have seen the bad side of that person, but there are people who have only seen and who only know the good side of that person. So, if y'all had to speak on y'all experiences in the same room, then the math wouldn't add up and y'all would sit there arguing about your point of view, but neither of you are wrong. You're both right. You just have different experiences. And it doesn't invalidate or neglect your unfortunate experience with that person, nor does it do that for the other person's good experience. It's just different. It's a different perspective. It's kind of like if 2 people were to go into a room and look at a coin and then come back and say what side of the coin they were looking at, heads or tails. And then one person went in, they looked at heads and the next person went in and they flipped the coin and they looked at tails. And y'all thought maybe it was an illusion or something because you saw tails and they saw heads and y'all are going back and forth. But we both know that there's two signs, there's two sides to a coin. You saw tails and they saw heads. You are both right. Neither of you are wrong. And it's the same situation when it comes to like addressing when people feel very highly of people who have hurt you. It doesn't invalidate your experience. Your experience was definitely valid. That person may have a good side to them that they've shown a lot more people than they've shown the bad side. But it doesn't mean that your experience is invalid. That is something I really had to tell myself, because when I had to just look at people, think highly of certain people, I'm like, okay. But I had to realize that and not harbor any more resentment in my heart because people are defending somebody who has caused me pain. That's really all I wanted to say on this topic. Hopefully it helps somebody, because I know what it's like to feel like nobody will believe you because of who it is. But honestly, it doesn't invalidate your experience. If you've had that experience, you know, it's not something that necessarily just disappears into thin air and you never think about it again. So it's, if you've been in a position where, or if you are in a position where you have to listen to people speak highly of somebody who has hurt you, then I hope this helps ease some of the tension and the resentment that you feel, because it has really helped me. It has really helped me.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
I honestly would have hated people for speaking highly of somebody if I didn't look at it that way. And honestly, having the experience is enough, but harboring more resentment and hate and anger and holding grudges towards more people is just like, that kind of thing can really change you. And I just decided not to let it affect me more than it already has. And you know, I hope this can help somebody, because it has really helped me. And I'm really making this episode to speak to the younger version of myself who did feel that pain hearing somebody defend somebody who hurt me. And I'm also making this for that same younger version of myself who wasn't ready to face what happened and wasn't ready to say anything. So she just silently applauded, you know, women who were brave enough to speak up, because she did not have that bravery. And for anybody else who can relate to that, and for anybody else who may feel like your credibility would be questioned because you took a long time to say something, because you took a long time to process it and you feel like nobody will believe you, or if you tried your best to suppress what happened and act like it didn't really happen because you did not want to be a victim. You didn't want to think of yourself as a victim. You didn't want to carry the shame. Or to the people who try to convince themselves that they were overreacting, that that's not what happened. Maybe I misunderstood, because the reality was you just didn't want to be a victim. You didn't want to accept it. So you tried to convince yourself that that's not what happened and you were overreacting. And also to anybody who tried your best to block it out for so long and suppress it and repaint the picture and really do your best to not think about it and try to convince yourself that it wasn't true. So much so that sometimes it gets kind of blurry, but despite what you try to tell yourself, you know that you feel the way you do for a reason, and you know it happened, and you know that you know what it was and you know what it wasn't. And to anybody else who tried your best to carry the burden so you wouldn't have to deal with the public shame, so you privately dealt with it, because it's the shame. It's really the shame. Somehow something you didn't ask for feels like it's your fault. It just makes you feel so like terrible. There's just so much shame associated with it. And it's one thing to speak up and say something and hold the person accountable, but it's another thing to also have to process it and deal with it yourself and somehow try to find peace and make peace with it and accept what happened, regardless of whether or not there is any justice or anybody knows. It's like there's some healing that has to be done for you as an individual to process what actually happens. And I'm making this episode for the people who are still struggling with that, like I was. And I am making this episode, more importantly, for me to finally be at peace with just being myself, flaws and all, pain and all, and just finally accepting, or not finally accepting because I accepted it, but it was something that I just felt like I thought that I was in a great space despite that, until I got the idea to make the episode, and it really made me realize how much I was still running from it, and how much I was still running from the shame, and how much I did not want to do it or state something because I still felt like I did not want pity from anybody. I did not want pity, and I did not want, and I still don't want, to be interrogated or anything like that. So I'm honestly making this episode to free myself, because I get it. Like, people might be saying, like, why now? Because it happened a very long time ago. But why now is because after today, I will have finally freed myself from everything that was holding me back. This was the last thing that I was... If you're not new here, I have talked about many things on my podcast, many of the hard points that I've hit in my life, including the time that I almost committed suicide. But somehow that episode was a lot easier to make than this one. Because when you talk about suicide and a lot of other like struggles, it's like there's not any shame associated with it like there is when you talk about sexual abuse and sexual assault. Like, if you know, you know. And I told you, when I first admitted this out loud, I literally dropped to my knees crying, and I had no idea that I had that much pain and emotion stored inside of me. And I after that point, and after saying it the second time, I felt like, okay, I finally said it. I'm free now. And until now, I get the idea to make an episode, and I'm like, absolutely not. So I'm doing this more so for me, honestly, to finally free myself and not be ashamed of any part of my life, any part of anything that I've experienced, good or bad. After today, I will free myself in a way that most of you will not be able to understand. For me personally, because it's a personal thing, but if you are somebody who's had that experience and you can publicly say it and publicly declare it and talk about it openly, then first and foremost, congrats to you. You've achieved a level of freedom that I once not even prayed for, because I didn't really know how freeing it would be to speak my truth. But I always looked at women who could publicly say that, like, wow, I admire you so much because I don't have what it takes to do that. But today, after today, after this episode is published, I will finally be joining the club. And don't get me wrong, it's like the experience is what it is. And there's a lot more that goes into the whole process of healing than just saying it. But everybody's experience is different. Mine, you know, was different. I've had a lot of ups and downs with it. And I've hidden it for the longest time because I did not want to say anything about it. I did not want to speak on it. Also because I let so much time pass before I even said it out loud the first time. And I felt like if I was to say anything, it would be like what you typically see when women come forward. It would be like calling me a liar or accusing me or something like that. And then having to possibly deal with people defend this person now knowing what they know, which is what I just said, you know? So I healed, whatever that means. I went about my healing privately and personally because I wanted to make peace with it myself. I wanted to come to terms with it myself. I did not want to also have to face scrutiny or be on trial for the people who have only seen the good side of, you know, that person to put me on trial for something that I didn't even want to acknowledge for the longest while. So I was like, I'm just going to deal with it privately, and then God wouldn't leave me alone about this episode. So here I am. And honestly, I wasn't going to make this episode like with a video. I wasn't going to put this on YouTube, but I'm happy I did because it just feels like I'm not running anymore, and I'm finally just truly being at peace and not like running from shame anymore, and not, it's out there now. It's out there, and I mean, it is what it is. And me putting it out there now lets me, it now finally completely frees me from the shame. Because after talking to so many women and just seeing when sexual abuse and sexual assault is trending on social media, how so many women have the experience, I know for a fact I am not the only one. And I know for a fact it's a lot more women and men out there who've had this experience. And I think a lot of people are silent versus the ones who actually say something. And I know from experience. So I know it's not just me, but I feel like I had to do it to finally get to a point where I just freed myself from the shame. Stop trying to run from it, basically, because like I can't run from it. But I actually 2 years ago, first of all, this has been a long time coming, the whole healing, the whole forgiveness thing. This has been a long time coming, but I actually don't feel any hate or anger towards the people who have caused me pain. I don't feel any negative emotions towards them, honestly, because I forgave a long time ago. I forgave a long time ago, not for them, but for me. I forgave for my peace of mind because I didn't want to hold any more of that resentment. So I have like no ill feeling towards said people. But there's a lot of different layers to healing from sexual abuse. And it's not just about the other person. There's a lot of it has to do with your own personal healing. And I still feel like there's parts of me that were affected because of it that I have to work on. But in terms of like any resentment or anything, like I don't feel any of that. That's why I can make this episode and not cry, because at some point I couldn't think about it without crying. So I've come a long way in the healing process of all of this. But the thing that really had me bound was the shame. And after this episode, I'll finally be freeing myself from the shame. Thank you, Jesus. Okay. And yeah, for some reason, God wanted me to make this episode. I didn't want to, but here we are. And I feel a lot better now that I've done it. Granted, I haven't released it yet. At the time I'm recording this, I obviously haven't released it yet. It's going to be scheduled and made public at a later point in time. But I am just going to like drop to my knees and pray after this, because I am finally done being disobedient. What God has been asking me to do for months now, I finally crossed it off the list. I finally freed myself. I'm finally taking it off that little shelf in my mind, the corner in my mind, when I know I've been meaning to do this, but I've been procrastinating. I'm finally free. I am finally free. And it feels amazing. We'll see how I feel after the episode goes public. And, you know, I don't know what to expect. What I can say is whoever God wanted me to make this for other than myself, I honestly and truly really hope that this helps you. I hope that you can somehow forgive those people who hurt you if you haven't already. And I hope you stop trying to suppress it and avoid it, because take it from me, I tried for years, and as long as you keep running away from it, it will never go away, and there will always be a point where when you're minding your business and then it comes up, and then you have to look at it eventually. So for whoever needed to hear this, I know it's like one of the worst things to have to deal with, not just because of the experience, but because of the shame and the guilt and constantly beating yourself up, feeling like maybe you could have done more. Maybe you shouldn't have given up. If you know, you know. Whoever needed to hear this, if you're not at the point where you can actually say something for yourself, to free yourself, not for anybody, not necessarily to accuse anybody or to get justice, but to admit it to yourself, take your time. It took me a very, very long time, years. It took me a very long time before I can actually admit it. And then it took years until I could actually make a podcast about it. So if you're still healing, take your time. Don't feel like you have to rush. Sooner or later, your time will come to make peace with it in whatever way makes you feel comfortable. And I pray that eventually you will find the strength and the courage to free yourself too. That is all I had to say this week, and I will talk to you next Sunday.